summer had been brutal and the desert dead and brown. No one knew what was coming, buried deep beneath the ground. Across the border in Mexico, a beast would soon awake. The strangest things were coming with the 87 quake. The cattle spooked and the horses ran. They didn't know what was coming, but they knew that it was something bad by the rumble and the humming. The ground heaved up and buckled, and adobe buildings fell. Cracks appeared in the desert like the open gates of hell. The people of St. David saw artesian ponds appear. Water burst forth from the ground, hot and fast and clear. Lakes went dry without a trace of fish left on the bottom. It was as if the demons from below had reached right up and caught them. Charleston was a small but active Arizona town. But after the 87 quake, it no longer was around. Every building was destroyed, and what remained could not be used. The people all just wandered round, helpless and confused. In tombstone, crystal chandeliers came crashing to the floor. The gamblers dropped their cards and all ran out through the swinging doors. The miners underground were shaken, but they all survived. But over in old Mexico, the quake took 40 lives. But the worst was yet to be. It was the fires when they came. Rocks fell down from the mountains, causing sparks that turned to flame. The wind spread fire far and wide through the dead and dry scrub grass. For several weeks, the fires filled the skies with choking smoke and ash. There was nowhere to run. There was nowhere to hide. The earth let loose a monster living way down deep inside. The ground beneath our feet, it doesn't sleep and it doesn't rest. Let's just hope there's no repeating the quake of 87 in the West.